I'm Margot Politis. Welcome to Study English IELTS Preparation. Today we're going to look at a story about trees in Melbourne. Trees have certain functions. They provide shade and shelter, they give scale to the tall buildings, and they demonstrate the changing seasons. English is no different. It has a range of functions or purposes. When you reach a certain stage in your language development, you'll need to focus more on the meaning and functions of English at the sentence level, and also how to connect sentences. With practice, your fluency and competence in both spoken and written English will develop. John Hawker, who was a horticulturalist with Heritage Victoria, is concerned that the old trees planted in Melbourne in the 1850s are nearing the end of their lives. Listen to John discussing the problem of managing trees in urban areas.
Trees are very much part of our urban fabric. People enjoy them for, you know, their size, variety and colour and form. So we'd just be left with nothing, which would be disastrous. There's a need to assess the health and the condition of these trees and embark upon a removal and a replacement program. We'll be helping the City of Melbourne doing that assessment, and we'll be identifying where what trees should be replanted.
John is discussing the problems of old trees in Melbourne. He begins with a statement of fact. People enjoy trees for their size, variety, colour and form. He follows this statement with an opinion. To allow these old trees to die and not replace them would be disastrous. Can you see the purpose or function of these two sentences? John is building a persuasive argument about trees. He begins with a fact and then adds an opinion. Now he goes on to list some of the problems faced by these trees. The function of this sentence will be to support his argument with reasons. Listen to the causes of the problem.
Well, there are quite a few problems with some of the trees. Firstly, the trees, some are very old and nearing the end of their life. That's been hastened to some extent by recent very dry conditions in Melbourne and other environmental factors.
John begins by identifying the reasons for the problem. The trees are old and nearing the end of their life. This natural ageing process has been made worse by recent dry conditions in Melbourne and other environmental factors. His argument is more convincing because he explains the reasons for the problem. This is one of the important functions of English you'll need to learn: to order your thoughts in a logical pattern and support them with reasons and examples. So, to make a good, persuasive argument, John has given the facts of the problem and given us opinions, reasons, and examples. Then John explains a solution to the problem.
There's a need to assess the health and the condition of these trees and embark upon a removal and a replacement program. We'll be helping the City of Melbourne doing that assessment, and we'll be identifying where what trees should be replanted.
John's solution is to assess the trees and then remove older trees and replace them with younger trees. The argument is further developed by another tree expert, Ian Shears, who works for the City of Melbourne.
With replacement of elms, such as in St Kilda Road, for example, we want to be putting in trees which are of a significant size. So if you do it on a short-term basis, you just can't go out to a nursery and get something of any stature at all.
Ian makes a suggestion to plant large-size elm trees. He adds the fact that large trees are not available from nurseries in the short term. His unstated conclusion is so strong we understand it implicitly. We must plan long-term for this to succeed. So you can see how both trees and English have certain functions. Like the different parts of a tree all help to make it complete, English sentences have different functions that combine to make effective communication. Sentences serve several purposes or functions. These can be stating a fact, giving an opinion, making a suggestion, giving an example, stating a reason, or giving a cause. See if you can identify different functions. The world's population is increasing. Is that an opinion, a fact, or a solution? It's a fact. Fines for drink driving are unacceptable. Is that an opinion, a suggestion, or a cause? It's an opinion. Poverty is rising due to unemployment rising. Is that an example, a suggestion, or a cause? It's a cause. In an essay, opinions and arguments are supported by reasons and explanations, causes and examples, facts and statements, proposals and predictions, results and solutions. Let's construct a short paragraph. Note how it is constructed, beginning with a topic sentence, followed by a series of supporting and developing sentences with different functions. Music has many benefits. Fact. It provides a common language. Benefit. Which breaks down barriers. Explanation. The Beatles are popular around the world. Example. Music helps people relax. Benefit. Dance music is used for exercise. Fact. Because it promotes movement. Reason. Some people prefer reggae. Fact. They seem very relaxed. Opinion. Listen to John Hawker again construct his argument.
Trees are very much part of our urban fabric. People enjoy them for, you know, their size, variety and colour and form, so we'd just be left with nothing, which would be disastrous. There's a need to assess the health and the condition of these trees and embark upon a removal and a replacement program. We'll be helping the City of Melbourne doing that assessment, and we'll be identifying what trees should be replanted. Well, there are quite a few problems with some of the trees. Firstly, the trees, some are very old and nearing the end of their life. That's been hastened to some extent by recent very dry conditions in Melbourne and other environmental factors.
To stay with our tree analogy, you can see how the argument is steadily built up with different functions. The opening topic sentence is like the seedling. Once the idea is planted, it grows through benefits and facts, is strengthened with reason, coloured with opinion, and develops interesting offshoots with suggestions and proposals. Explanations and examples fill out the foliage, and the end result is a beautiful and original creation. So now that we understand the functions of sentences, let's construct an argument paragraph. Trees are lovely. Opinion. They make oxygen. Fact. Which is necessary for life. Benefit. We should all plant one. Suggestion. It could change cities. Prediction. By providing more shade. Benefit. Melbourne is planting trees. Example. To replace its old ones. Reason. And that's all for Study English today. We've looked at a variety of different functions in a text. You can find out more about the different functions of sentences by going to our Study English website. I'll see you next time on Study English. Bye-bye.